what's matter is Nadarim, the Yid has to appreciate his Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur is the Koyach HaShmita. That's the whole vort. What's the vort that we discussed actually once before? What's the whole vort in the Nadarim? Nadarim, you have to be matvis on. You have to be matvis on the Beis Hamikdash. Right? This lechem should be like a ka'ola, like a chshlamim. You have to be matvis on a dova kodesh. Right? Why? What's the vort? The vort is that. What's the oimik of Dvar Shem Shemayim Nasu? That's the ultimate shlita. What's the ultimate shlita? Ribbono Shel Olam spoke, and it was already done. Right? Let's say by Melech Basav Adom. So he talks, and what's cool that he's mamash shaylet, like by Achashverosh, that the haroharotzim yotzu tchufim ubehulim kedvar haMelech. It wasn't done the same second. But what? He's got fast horses that take it from place to place. Instead of taking a few days, actually it took a few hours. That's his dibur. That's the shlita of a dibur, of a dibur of a person, of a king. It takes time, but it takes quickly. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he speaks. It's done already at the same time. Baruch Oymer V'Oyseh. B'Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu. As soon as the dibur is there, it's done already. That's what we discussed. I mean, Rasa Ligvaya, can we see Rasa Lehedit? Because the Beis Hamikdash is a Dvir Beisachal. Beis Hamikdash is a B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Dikadibur. And in the Shemayim, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Dikadibur, it's straight away. So I mean, Rasa Ligvaya, can we see Rasa Lehedit? But you know, a person makes a neder, he says he's going to do something. If you matvis it, I mean, what's the avoidance now to do it? If you matvis it to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, you make a hatfasa, you say that lechem zeh should be l'ka'ila, then it's a hatfasa to the Beis Hamikdash. Hatfasa to the Beis Hamikdash, that's a tesefis koyach, that's a nesimis koyach, that the dibur should spill out to maisa straight away. And that's a koyach to keep his neder. That's the sod of an adam. You made a neder, so you have to connect it to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, that you should do that, you should carry out your neder. Just like it's carried out in the Dvar Hashem, Hashem's dibur is already done, Shemayim Nasu. So we made the same thing, that's why you have a tfas on the Beis Hamikdash, and the Bechin is Ledvir Beisecha, which is the koyach of Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, which is the koyach of Yimrosu Lagvar, Kimsi Yimrosu Lahedit. Never be ikin adorim, what's the Beis Hamikdash? Arei alai korba, arei zu, arei alai korbanus, that's the koyach, because that's the koyach. That's showing we're using the shlita. Then we're showing that we're shaylet. Make a neder and you connect it to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. You'll do it. It shows that you're shaylet. So it says, the Gemara says that really you shouldn't make a neder. However, if a person sees that his yitzhar is too strong, so then the yitzhar is shaylet on him. A famous story there in the Gemara, that the beautiful boy with the Taltalim, he looked into the well and he saw how beautiful he was, and the Yitzhahara was Mizgara in him. So what do? You have to make a neder. Why? Because you say Bepeh. You say Bepeh. So therefore, which shlita do we need? The Burim. That's the Reimach. That's Bevuusi, Betzlusi. That's the Tfilah. That's the Diburim of Tfilah. So then we show it on the Yitzhahara. How you shalat in the Yitzhahara? The person should speak Diburim Ruchnim, and then we get the Koyach HaShlita, and then we shalat on the Yitzhahara. Without Diburim, without the Koyach HaNeda, where we connect to the Beis Hamikdash, you connect to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, so then after the Yitzhahara, you might have done other things that you gave the Shlita over to the Yitzhahara, so you have to go back to the original Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, to the original Shlita that was given to the Adam, who was the Min Medaber, and with that you get the Shlita back. That's the Koyach HaTfilah. That's the koyach tefillah, the koyach b'vusi, b'tzlusi, and that's Yaakovinu gave it to Yosef Atzadik. Yosef is the Shem HaYisod. Yosef is the one who's the pinnacle of the one who's loichem against his yetzahoras. Right? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, a person goes up to Shemayim and he says, had a big yetzahora, and that's why I did this and this. So what does the Rebbe Shalom said? Klum, yad mo nesyonis and yetzahoras like Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Tzadik was a shaylet on his Yetzirah. How was he a shaylet on his Yetzirah? Tfilis, he was alone there in Mitzrayim. With Tfilis, the Rabban Shalom, with Diburim. So Yaakovina gave Yosef Tzadik a town which Yaakovina captured. How? Bevosi, Betzlusi. What was that town? That town was Shechem. Shechem, they fought with swords, with Roimach. Shimon and Levi, they fought it with swords. They killed. That's the place that killed. That's the place where you fight with the Roimach. Who was that given to? The Shechem. That was given to Yosef HaTzadik. That's why Shechem, the Gemara says, Makkah is Shechichi Roitzchem. Shechem is a very, very shlita dika town. It's a town, it's a shlita de katan, it's shchicha roitzchem, or it's a'ach, somebody is shaylet, who wants to be shaylet. It's a ratzchonis de katan. Why? Because it's a town that has a mordika koyach ha-shlita. Why? Because Yaakovina captured it with a koyach ha-tfila. Captured it with a shlita, with a tefillah, with a b'dva Hashem b'shamayim nasu, with a diburim. He captured it with diburim. He captured it with a shlita, and that left a mark in it. So somebody was shaylet on his yitzahora, he deserves midah k'neged midah to get a town that he Yosef was a shaylet al yitzroi, so he deserves to get a town that has a reach of shlita in that town. And that's why Shimon and Levi they treated that town. They came into Shechem, they felt that they had power to kill the whole town out. It's a shlita dika town. And it's a town that you can get that the Yaakovina captures. He was angry with them. Where Klal Yisrael has a koil called Yaakov. Roimach, that's Yedayim Yedei Esav. But Klal Yisrael has a koil called Yaakov. A koil that's the Bechinas Dibor. We also have a Roimach. We have a Ramach words of Krishna. It's also a Roimach, much more powerful than the other Roimachs. So that's why they killed it in the wrong way. Oh, but it was a town that gave you a feeling that you can do it. It gave you a feeling that you're Shoilet, So they were Shoilet using a Roimach literally instead of using Ramach words of Krishna. Yaakov Minotaka captured it before Usi with Slusi, with his pair, with the Pachinus of Koel called Yaakov. And he gave it to Yosef at Tzadik, because Yosef at Tzadik is a Shailat B'Yitzri. So that's why a person got to realize that the Koech HaDibur, that's the Shlita, that's the Shtei Pios, and that's the Pachinu of Lasis Nakoma Bagoyim.
That's what I always thought, Moshe Vashem, Ndori Lashem Nashalim. I always thought, what's that?
Yeah.
Why is that one of the greatest?
Yeah. You said, well, where did I hear you saying that? You
told me no, I didn't give him shayim.
Oh, that's right. Why did you say that?
The bris.
Ah, the bris. Oh, that's right.
The second part is Nadar Hashem Hashem.
No,
maybe it's bringing things back to the Shavuot.
Hashavuot, Moshev, with the Koich HaDibor. With the Koich HaNeder, Kain Nadarim. Oh. The person is Makai and the Neder, then he's brought the Bechino of the Shlito of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Shumayim Nasu, the Asiya, so the Dibor leads to an Asiya. If you say something and you don't keep to it, so you're saying that Dibur is not a shlita. It's horror too great, I couldn't do it. If you said a Dibur, you're the one who's supposed to be shaylet. They said it's a horror shaylet in you. If you take a shaylet, if you diburim take a connected with Hashem Shemayim Nasu, so as soon as you spoke, it's shangatin. It's done already. If you didn't, then it shows that you're not shaylet, that your dibur is a shvacha dibur, it's not a shlita. Didn't give you shlita, and the Yitzhar, if it got shaylet, and you stopped you from doing it. Came to the Bismillah, the person has to feel that, oh, comes to the place of Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, now can be Makayim Ayin Adorim. And Taka says that after that, after the Parashat Adorim, then they fought Midian, the Parashat Mata is there. And then it says, with Bilam ben Boer Horgu. Because Adidei the Nadorim, through Nadorim, so that's how we get our back on Bilam. Together back to Bilam. Okay, Bilam showed, he told Bilam he's going to curse them. Nishgehalten by the vote. In other words, by showing that he's not even shoylet, he made such a fool of himself because he used Dibur, which is Mamish the Shlita, and he opens his mouth to say one thing and another thing comes out. That's the Tachlis or Shiflis. You know, it's like with the sword you become the weakest person in the world. It's like Rav Dessler once said that. The two countries that are most fearing their whole survival are America and Russia. Why? Because they've both got nuclear weapons, so they should be the most powerful nations, but each one's got all their nuclear weapons at the other one. So America is the most vulnerable country and Russia is the most vulnerable country. So the more koyach you have, the more vulnerable you came. Tesla gave a whole shmooze on it. That's why the ikus of the Mashiach, that the might of the goddess Roimi, Faked, the koyach that they have is going to make them feel weak. And that was the more nuclear warheads they have, the more they're scared, because you know, the other one also has to have now. And therefore they're both a little island somewhere, doesn't feel threatened by nuclear weapons. So the Bilam opened his shlita, he opened his mouth of shlita, and in his koich ha-shlita came out brochas. In his koich ha-shlita came out how weak he was. So to you, when you're using a koich ha-shlita and it comes out hefach ha-shlita, and das doch der extra Sache. So that's the koyach adibah, somewhere in the Kazakh.